For the past decade, the Coalition has been accused of stacking the Administrative Appeals Tribunal with former MPs and advisers. And you might remember last month, when we were just days out from the election being called, the Attorney-General, Michaela Cash, announced 19 new appointments to the tribunal, including former West Australian and New South Wales Liberal ministers. Well, the Australian Institute has done a deep dive of every single appointment made to the tribunal since 1996, and its Executive Director, Ben Oquist, joins me now. Ben, welcome.
Thanks for having me on, Patricia.
Before we get to your findings, just for our listeners who aren't across it, what is this tribunal actually responsible for? What do they do?
Well, it conducts merits reviews of certain administrative decisions made by the federal government under law. Most appeals relate to child support, Commonwealth workers' compensation, family assistance, paid parental leave, social security, student assistance, migration and refugee matters, visa, taxation, veterans' entitlements, a vast array of administrative decisions. In 2015, the AAT kind of merged existing bodies that looked at social security appeals, migration, refugee tribunal, and a smaller AAT function. So a whole lot of, you know, life-changing decisions are made by the federal government body, you know, deportations, migration visas, NDIS payments, welfare payments, workers' compensation, and I said veterans' entitlements. So it's a really key part of Australia's judicial oversight, a key institution in our democracy, essentially.
So turning to your report, you've crunched the numbers of almost 1,000 appointments. What did you find?
Yeah, well, it comes from the Australian Institute's Democracy and Accountability Program from Deborah Wilkinson, and assisted by Elizabeth Morrison, in really what is the largest and most comprehensive study of the practice of political patronage or cronyism in relation to appointments to a government agency ever conducted in Australia. And as you said, it's a really detailed, deep dive investigation of every single appointment made to the administrative AAT and its predecessors since 1996, almost 1,000 appointments in total, 974, and reveals that the proportion of political appointments, and that's very narrowly defined, come to that, that political appointments to the AAT has skyrocketed from 5 to 6% under Howard and Rudd and Gillard governments to almost 3 appointments across the current government from 2013 to 2022, to 2 in every 5 appointments under the current government, that 2019 to 2022. So 6% under John Howard and 40% under this current term of government are political appointees to the AAT. Now, the report and the research defines political appointee very narrowly, so there's likely to be more political appointees than that, essentially just looking at those people who have worked for a political party, either paid or voluntarily, or had worked as an elected representative, an advisor, other staff, a party official, candidate or pre-selection candidate for party-affiliated organisation. But it doesn't just include party members, or if you've worked in the bureaucracy, or if you're a consultant. So it's likely to be even bigger than this. But what you're seeing is a huge increase in the number of people being appointed to the AAT who are essentially our political appointments.
What do you attribute this spike in political appointments to? I mean, you said, you know, it was much lower under Howard, for instance. That's what's going on?
Well, we're seeing a kind of a radical reshaping of the AAT. Now, the power of this research, it doesn't look at any one individual appointment and say that is good or bad, because undoubtedly politicians and political staffers deserve to have, you know, careers outside politics once they finish in politics, and some appointments will be based on merit. But the power of this research is to look at the data across this period of time to see the explosion. You'd have to ask the decision makers about why it's happening, but what's clear from this research is it is happening. Now, worryingly, it's not just that they're political appointees, but increasingly people are being appointed to the AAT without legal qualifications. And in particular, senior members are being appointed without legal qualifications. And the research shows that you're much more likely to be appointed, political appointments are much more likely to be appointed without legal qualification than non-political appointments. Some 26% of political appointments had no legal qualification, and to the senior level of the AAT, and essentially none of non-political appointments had no legal qualifications. And that's particularly worrying because those senior positions are the ones that set the direction for the AAT, and they're the ones that have to deal with complicated legal cases. As I said again, it's not that political experience should rule you out. I mean, there's a case of a former state attorney general, for example, being appointed to the AAT, and that can be completely appropriate. But the power of this data and research over such a long period of time really shows the transition that's happened in the AAT, particularly over the last nine years. And it's not to say political appointments weren't made by both sides of politics. They were. But you've really seen an explosion since about 2015 in political appointees and really worryingly senior appointees to the AAT with no legal experience.
There's been a coalition government for nearly a decade. What guarantee has Labor given about doing things differently if they're elected on Saturday night?
Well, Labor has made some noises, but the reality is we need a really big reform of the AAT. This report makes a number of recommendations, and we've got to start with a wholesale review. There was an inquiry by Callanan, Justice Callanan, in 2019, and there is an ongoing Senate inquiry, and the Senate inquiry has made some interim recommendations. Some of them are consistent with the recommendations in this report. But really, we're going to need root and branch review. Get rid of the current membership, have a review on what went wrong and why so political appointments were made, and make sure future members are appointed in a transparent, open process. Yeah. Callanan went so far as to say that all appointees should have legal qualifications or legal experience. Now, the problem, our report doesn't actually go that far because some of the... In the past, panels have decided decisions, and maybe you need an expert without legal experience. But increasingly, the AAT only has one person making a judgment. And in that case, you probably do need to have them have legal experience. But we need an inquiry, a thorough inquiry. Okay. We need a spilling of all positions. We need an independent, transparent process to start with so that the public can have confidence that the AAT is working for them.
Ben, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Patricia.
Ben Oakhurst is the Managing Director of the Australian Institute, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.